God bless you, dear friends. We are here today with prophecy teacher Brother Joseph, and we would like to ask him some questions concerning who is Babylon. The Bible talks in Revelation 17 about mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots. So there is a mysterious Babylon in the Bible which we need to clarify. Who is it? Brother Joseph, God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you for being here today with us. I have lots of questions to ask you that some brethren have written in to us, because they are a little confused about this Babylon that appears in the Bible, and they have heard different interpretation, different ideas and opinions from different denominations concerning who Babylon is. Can you bring some light, if possible, with scriptures? Who is Babylon?
Well, I cannot bring light, but Jesus can. He's the light of the world.
Amen.
The way I shed light, the way I get light, is by going to the Holy Spirit, to the Lord, to the Scriptures.
That's what I would like, actually.
So what do you want to know? Let's see if we can shed some light of Jesus. Yes, there are so many interpretations, depending on the denominations, depending on the religion. Everyone is coming up with interpretations, sometimes very weird. Anyway, let's go to the Bible.
Well, the question is, who is Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots?
Well, why did you start reading Revelation 17?
From the beginning?
Yeah.
All right, Revelation 17.
A full picture. We want to make this short and not long, but nevertheless, start with the scripture from the beginning, Revelation 17:1.
Yes. Revelation 17:1. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, and I will show unto you the judgments of the great whore that sits upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So she carried me away in the spirit into a wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Verse 5. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Read more?
Yeah, verse 7 too.
Verse 7. And the angel said unto me, Wherefore did you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has the seven heads and 10 horns.
All right. Now, we will not get into verse 7 so much and the other connected about the seven heads of the dragon, the 10 horns, etc. It's a completely different study, which we already done in the past. Of course, the beast, the dragon, is the same of Revelation 11, 12, and 13. With the seven heads are, of course, the seven worlds empire through which the devil has and is and will rule the world for a short time.
So this is Jesus a beast with seven heads that the woman is riding on.
Yeah, in Revelation 12:9 it says that this beast or dragon,
yes,
it's a devil.
Revelation 12:9,
it says, okay, that's a devil. The 10 horns are the 10 kings, the 10 nations, which will form the last empire, which will the new world order, which is coming up now. Well, we're not getting into that. I think we have some studies on that. If somebody wants to get into that,
we have on our YouTube account on called End Time 7777. We have on this account a playlist. Go to playlist, and there you find a category called End Time Chronology Revealed. And there are all the steps of the end time explained, including about the rise of the Antichrist and his kingdom, which includes the seven heads and 10 horns.
So, well, let's stick to this woman. Who is this woman? This woman is a symbol. Mm-hmm. It's not a woman, of course, and As you see in verse 2, it says the kings of the earth committed fornication, the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of fornication. Mm-hmm. So it's not talking about, some people think it's talking about the whole world. Well, it talks here that the kings of the earth commit fornication. So it's two separate entity here, the kings of the earth, the inhabitants of the earth, and the woman. So there are two different things here we see. And then we can keep reading. Let's go to verse. We skip all the scripture because it's about the 10 heads. All right, go to verse 15.
Revelation 17:15. And he said unto me, the waters which you saw where the whore sits are people and multitudes and nations and tongues. But the whore was sitting on a beast, no?
Yeah, the waters represent the nations of the world. So the beast, the devil, it controls the people of the world and comes from the people of the world, because the people of the world, mm-hmm. rejecting Christ, they give power. They create the power of the devil over the world. They elect the Hitlers, the Stalin, the presidents of the United States, of Europe, etc. The people elect these wicked rulers that are destroying the world, basically. They just do armed races and everything. So at the waters that support the devil, the dragon, and on top of the dragon, there sits a woman.
Yes. Understand? Now, I want to ask you, you said this is not a woman, yet it's called everywhere in the Bible the whore. In what sense is a whore? And the mother of harlots is called. In what sense is it harlot and whore?
Well, read also verse 18, please.
Revelation 17, yes. 18. And the woman which you saw is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. And okay. Which great city?
Exactly. See, many people interpret this woman to be a religion.
Oh, really?
Yeah, religion, etc.
That, yeah. I didn't hear so much
there
about.
There are certain. Oh, yeah, yeah. If you, there are some Christian religion that really say this is a such and such religion. Well, it is true that this spirit has been going around from empire to empire, nation to nation, from religion to religion sometimes. It's a spirit of materialism, basically. It was called Baal in the Old Testament, Mammon in the New Testament, Babylon in the Book of Revelation. It's called.
So it's a demon then?
It's a demon symbolized by a woman.
Okay.
And today it's called materialism, which affects everyone. Anybody who loves materialism is worshiping Babylon the Whore. He's having spiritual intercourse, he's having spiritual fornication with this. Demonic woman who is the spirit of materialism today, okay? And as you see, verse 18, it says, it's that great city that reigns over the kings of the earth. And here, we're getting closer to understand who Babylon is. It's a city.
I did hear this interpretation, Babylon is a spirit, but is that it's spread all over the world? And the whole world is Babylon. That's what I heard.
No, really. It says, verse 18 says, the woman is that great city. It's a city. And a city is in parable, it can be a nation. Okay? So it's the great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. So Babylon is kings of the earth.
Yes, I understand.
But reigns over the kings of the earth, seduces them through materialism. But let's keep reading, Revelation 18:1.
Are you saying it's a physical place, geographical place?
Absolutely. We will see Revelation 18, that comes out more clearly.
Revelation 18, verse 1.
And we will see exactly who Babylon is today. It's a specific nation, as you see. Keep reading. 18:1.
And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitations of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues.
So Some people think that this is Babylon, it's the materialism of the whole world.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Babylon represents the sins of the world, adultery,
yes,
etc. It's not right. It's not correct. Because verse 4, it says, come out of her, my people. Where are they going to go? To another planet?
Mm-hmm.
If it's a whole world, where can they go?
It doesn't mean come out of that bad spirit.
Well, you can interpret like that. But as you see, in look, if you go back to Revelation 17... Which
no, we, Revelation which, 17 spells it out. Which, it's the great city.
No, Jesus said, no, that. Wait, if you go to Revelation 17, okay, verse 16.
And the 10 horns which you saw upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire.
Okay, who are the 10 horns? Verse 12.
That's amazing. Verse 12, and the 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast.
You understand? So 10 kings mm-hmm. are the 10 horns, 10 kings or 10 kingdoms or 10 nations, whatever you want to call them. So these 10 kings will burn their whore with fire.
So they're not part of Babylon, obviously. Because they are going to attack the whore and make her desolate and naked, eat her flesh and burn her with fire.
Exactly.
So obviously they're out of the Babylon.
Obviously this is a nation. It's
yes,
a place.
I understand.
It cannot be all over the world.
No.
It cannot be when it says, come out of her, come out of your sins.
No, it cannot.
It cannot be talking about the sins of the world. It's just defined entity, some spiritual things. Like I heard some preachers saying that. It's just we need to get out of sins. Etc. Especially some preachers that come from this place. Okay, this is a specific nation. But it's not the whole world. It's not the sins of the world. It's a specific nation with 10 other nations, which we're not going to study who those guys are. But those 10, you can see in our recordings and other teachings which we have, right?
We mentioned in 10 time chronology we have on YouTube. There it's revealed very clearly with scriptures who are the 10 horns and the 7 heads.
Yeah, I don't like to give revelations without backing it up with a bunch of scripture. But since I already proved it, I can just tell you. And then you can go find the backing up and the proofs yourself in the recordings which we have already.
Or you can also write in and we will clarify if you need.
Yeah, however, I just throw it in and then it's up to you to go double check and verify because this is scripture. The 10 horns are 10 nations which will give power to the Antichrist, to the 7th world empire. They will give their power. And where it says, verse 13, they are one mind, chapter 17.
Mm-hmm.
They will give the power, authority to the beast, okay? The beast that
yes.
carries. And they will make war with the lamb, etc. Okay, and then verse 16, they will burn the harlots. So 10 nations will unite, give power to the beast, the Antichrist, the same of Revelation 13. And these 10 will burn the whore. Understand? These are 10 nations which will destroy this other nation. It is a nation. It cannot be any other way around. It. How can 10 nations destroy a whore, a woman? It's a spirit. Of course, it's a spirit that is in these nations. Now, the spirit of prostitute, the spirit of Babylon, is not just in this end time nation, a specific nations of this end time, which that's the way it is. But it's not just that. During the 6,000 years of world's history, this spirit has been going around. From the empire to empire, now mm-hmm. Egypt and Assyria and then Babylon, and then Greece and Middle Persia, etc., etc.
Yes.
And then Rome, and sometimes Babylon made a center in a certain religions, when it was the religions, even Christian religions, like ruling the world, etc. Babylon was there. So Babylon is a spirit, okay, it's a demon, it moves. Okay, just like when the devil was in charge of the world through Rome, when Rome was not in power anymore, then the devil rules the world through British Empire, American Empire, the Communist Empire, Russia, the Nazi Empire, etc. You understand? The devil moves around whoever is more demonic, more antichrist, more wicked, okay?
Yes.
So today there is a nation that is very wicked, and the devil moved into the nation, okay? So
the question is, who is that nation?
Okay, we're coming there. Okay, let's keep reading. Revelation 18, you read until 4. Go to 5.
Verse 5. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works. In the cup which she has filled to her double. how much she has glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she said in her heart, I sit a queen, I am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges her.
This says, yeah, in one day she shall be burned. Now,
how can that be?
We understand that this is a nation, it's very clear, and it becomes more clear as we read. So until recently, people could not understand that you could burn a nation in one day. In fact, it also says in 1 hour.
Yes.
And how is this possible? Well, this is possible now with atomic power. Now we understand that this is possible. Like places like Hiroshima, Nagasaki, they were annihilated, vaporized, most of that, in just... In fact, not even 1 hour, just a few seconds. Okay, so if those the bomb would have been dropped in many bombs all over Japan, all over whatever, the whole country would have been like Hiroshima. Okay, today the wicked nations created so much demonic, hellish, atomic, nuclear bombs that they can wipe out the whole world many times over.
Yes, it's true.
All right, so it is possible to destroy any one nation today in 1 hour, in one day. Okay, keep reading verse 9.
Verse 9. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come.
You see, it says... In 1 hour, it's in verse 10, how can destroy a nation in 1 hour? Only atomic power.
Yeah, it's
so here you see the kings of the earth, okay, you know, the Bible speaks in parable. When it says kings, you must understand that they, it actually means leaders,
yes.
Presidents, prime minister, big shots, a new world order, you know, anybody who's in power, okay? Okay, so today there is democracy, in the time of the Bible there was not, etc. So it's like it's a parable. When you say kings, it means rulers of the world, okay?
Yes.
So the kings of the earth, all right, who live luxuriously with her, etc., they will lament, verse 9, when they see the smoke of her burning. Do you understand? It's not the world that's going to be burned.
Right.
It's not the sins of the people. It's not the pornography,
the
wickedness, the perversion, you know. Like, you know, people say it means come out of her, come out of your sins. It doesn't mean that, because if it meant that, we're talking about the world's sin. It's not going to be the world's sin that's going to be burned up.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously a nation. And the kings who committed fornication live luxuriously with this nation. In other words, kings have been doing trading and selling and buying and becoming rich because of doing business with her. They shall weep and lament. You know, when there is a financial crash or something, oh my God, how am I going to make the money? Oh, I have the ships here full of goods to export to such and such country. I cannot send it because it's burning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh no, what am I going to do with all the ships full of my cargoes? Da, da, da. Okay, because they saw the judgment that's coming. Understand? So, in verse 10, it said, they will stand at a distance for fear of a torment. Why is that? Well, since we understand that the only way to destroy a nation is 1 hour by atomic power,
yes.
What is it when an atomic bomb goes off that makes you stand afar off?
There is radiations.
Radiations, okay. So, can you see the picture?
Mm-hmm.
All these big shots watching on TV or maybe sitting, traveling on the ships or wherever they're going to be, they're going to be standing afar off. They're not going to want to go there and check person, take the plane to go there, double check how things are burning.
Yes.
Of course not. They will be standing afar off
for fear
of a torment.
It's true.
So in the Bible here, there was no atomic power or radioactivity. You couldn't have said that in the Bible. The Bible always speaks in the language of the moment, okay?
So Joseph,
fear of the torment, it means that.
But who is the great city Babylon?
Just a second. Let's keep it. You want the $1 million question here. Excuse me. But that, now, first I want to show you the evidence, okay?
Okay.
By now, I mean, anybody with... some salt in the head, they already figured out who this nation is. And I am not saying, but don't say, but don't you suspect?
Yes, because if Babylon is not a spirit, it's not a religion, it's not just a demon, if it's really a physical, literal, geographical place, then yes, I can realize.
Okay, don't say.
I can imagine.
Don't say, but it's like, I like people to make their own conclusion, okay?
That's good.
I don't like to put words in people's mouth. Or, you know, even when I teach about the rapture in the churches and stuff, you know, there is such a Babylonian confusion in some churches about the rapture. But so what I do, I sometimes I go to some churches where they're all in agreement that the rapture at a certain time, which is the wrong conclusion. And so before I start preaching, I ask them, so when is the rapture, before or after? They say this and this. So okay, let's start reading the Bible. So as I read the Bible, I present them to biblical evidence, biblical revelation, when the rapture really is. I'm not going to get into it now. And then I say, okay, according to the scriptures, read it again. When is the rapture? Before or after the tribulation? And then they always, without exception, they always come up with the right conclusion, which oftentimes is opposite to their doctrine. And they're like shocked and amazement. Oh my goodness, we're believing a lie. Okay, so anyway, I'm not going to get into the rapture now.
No, I witnessed it many times.
Praise the Lord. Let's keep reading the words in the hope that everybody by now figured out. Verse 11.
Revelation 18:11. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buys their merchandise anymore.
Oh my goodness. You understand that these sweethearts, a broken heart, why they were crying? Because they couldn't sell the merchandise.
Right,
it wasn't any, if, you know, deep heart, full heart, sincere love. It was just the love of Babylon, it was just the love of money. Verse 12.
The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and
pearls. What are they crying about? Gold, silver, precious stones.
And
can't imagine
linen,
what a bunch of crooks these guys.
And purple and silk and scarlet and all thine wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointment and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men.
Well, even souls of men.
Why does it say that? Souls
of men? Because you see, today these the richest countries in the world are using the souls of men as merchandise. See, when it says souls, it means bodies, it means human beings, it means workers, it means employees, it means servants, it means people who work for little salaries, you understand? That's what it means. They work in sweatshops, you know, they work like 12, 13 hours a day, 7 days a week, to get maybe just enough money to buy some rice, you know? Hmm. Once upon a time, the master used to take good care of the slaves. Today, the slaves, they can go to work, but they have to pay the lodging, the food, the transportation, the clothes, the medicine, the doctor, the dentist, and the money is not enough. Once upon a time, the master used to take care of the slaves in much better. They used to send the doctor or the master to take care of the servant. It was the interest of the master that the servant was well taken care of. Okay, those masters that they treated the slaves with whip and beat them up, those are just the Negroes from Africa with the mercenary. But real masters, they were taking good care. What I'm trying to say, I'm not in favor of slavery. I'm just saying that today the slave drivers are worse than in the past. Next, 14.
Verse 14. And the fruits that your soul lusted after are departed from you, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from you, and you shall find them no more at all. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing.
Can you see the picture?
Yes.
Now imagine which country in the world is so rich that does business with everybody.
Yes.
Does business with everybody in the world that you have to go there with the ship. Which nation is that? Come on, don't say yet.
Okay.
But you already figured out?
Yes, and everybody wants to go there.
Oh, everybody wants to go. Oh, if I could go there.
Oh, yes.
Next.
Verse 16. and saying, "Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, for in 1 hour so great riches is come to naught. And every shipmaster and all the company in ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off."
See? Again. So look at this. "The merchants who became rich by her will stand at distance for fear of a torment." He keeps repeating.
Yeah.
Over and over repeats. "Stand at a distance for fear of a torment. Weeping and wail." Why do they stand at a distance? I mean, I repeat, destroyed in 1 hour. It keeps repeating. Repetition of the Bible, it means importance.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to be destroyed in 1 hour. Do you imagine a nation, a whole nation, never happened before? In fact, it must be a gigantic nation.
Mm-hmm.
It, big enough, it's called the great city in parable-like form. But of course, it's a huge nation if you want all the kings of the world desiring to do business with her.
Yes.
And it keeps repeating, destroyed in 1 hour. And everybody standing at a distance. I mean, don't you see? It's a huge, gigantic nuclear holocaust that everything vaporizes. There are enough atomic bombs there in the world, even in the hands of only of single nations, such as America, Russia, China, that could destroy any nations in the world in 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, keep reading.
Verse 18. "And cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city, wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness, for in 1 hour is she made desolate. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her." So this is something that God is doing against Babylon to destroy her.
Is God destroying Babylon?
Because it's saying, rejoice, apostles and prophets.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Keep reading. What scripture are you?
Verse 20.
Okay. So read until 24. Look.
"And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee, and no craftsman of whatsoever crafts he be shall be found any more in thee, and the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee." Verse 23. "And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth."
In her were found all the blood of the prophets and saints. Now,
how can that be? Because there is no nation in the earth that all the prophets were killed there.
Well, because it's talking about the spirit. It's talking about Babylon.
What do you mean?
Well, right now, Babylon is in a certain country which is going to be blown up and burned in 1 hour.
Yeah.
Okay, but now it's not always talking about the country. It's basically talking about the spirit of Babylon, which has been around since the devil has been around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in this case, it's talking about the spirit.
Okay.
Okay.
Because right now there are saints, Christians killed everywhere all over the world. There are persecuted and killed.
Right. It says here a few things. One of the things it says is that most of the Christians have been killed for financial reason, because people wanted power, money, this and that. And in the process, the Christians were bothering them. And so prophets got killed and saints got killed. Now he's talking about this country. And now he's talking about the spirit.
Mm-hmm,
which sometimes they are together, and that's why the country gets destroyed. Sometimes we just talk only about the spirit.
Well, because the root of all evil is the spirit,
is
actually.
The spirit, is the devil, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, because right now is in this country. See, everywhere these cursed spirits, it's a demon, okay? Charge of this principality of materialism. Mammon, Baal, etc. Now it's materialism.
Mm-hmm.
Babylon, it's a demon, okay? A prince demon. Okay, so this has been around ever since the devil has been around. And has been responsible killing prophets and saints all the time. And in this spirit of Babylon has been found the blood of the saints and prophets. Now, lately, it happens to be in this specific country for which reason it gets destroyed. Everywhere this cursed spirit has been settling has brought destructions, whether it was Egypt, Assyria, Greece, Rome, etc. Mm-hmm. And you can see the ascending of world empire like Great Britain, like France, like Italy, like Germany, like America, usually by their righteousness. And then as soon as they detach from righteousness or directly from God, like some country like America is doing today, they are communicating God from every public place, every possible place, every school. They don't need God anymore. They have the devil. They're happy with that. So you see that as soon as a country, a nation becomes wicked, mm-hmm. like the British with the military ships, the missionaries were traveling. As long as they were doing that, the sun never settled on the British flag. But as soon as they became wicked, they collapsed. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the same with Nazis, as soon as they became wicked. And when Nazis went up, it was to help the poor, help the jobless. But as soon as they started making wars, you know, they fell into the curse of God and collapsed. Okay, so which nation is this? Come on.
Well, I can only think about the States.
That's it.
The United States of America.
Of course. There is no other country that all the kings are making business with. America. Babylon the whore today is America. Is the final representation, is the final stop of this world's demonic materialist Baal, Mammon, money worship, which has been going around since the beginning of the devil's rebelliousness all the way until now. And every place that Babylon has been ended up with destruction, always the same way. And the final one is going to be America, is going to be completely not only destroyed, but vaporized.
Yeah.
That's it.
It says in verse 23, by thy sorceries were all the nations deceived.
Yeah, you see today Hollywood,
yes, exactly.
You know, investigate a little, like the Antichrist in America, they bought Walt Disney, which was a nice thing for children. Now Walt Disney is just preaching witchcraft. Mm-hmm. The Hollywood movies are full of homosexuality, sodomy, bestialism, lesbianism,
yes.
Monstrosity. In the schools, they teach yoga, but they forbid Christianity. They're beginning to microchipping people. I have a video document. I have it from Indonesia. A lady was microchipped against her will, and she's in a court case. Okay, they put a microchip into her, and through this microchip, she said that they are torturing her.
But can they do that?
It was the federal police. They put a microchip on her for some reason. I have a video. I can send you the video, anybody who asked for it. She said, they're torturing her. She said, anybody can go with a cellular phone or with a radio transmitter. They interfere. They enter into the frequency of the microchip and torture her. And she was crying and weeping, telling this story. Look, I have it right here. The title is Woman GA. GA, of course, means Georgia, United States. Woman in GA describes the effects of having a microchip implanted against her will. Understand? They implanted a microchip in her anus, by the way.
But that's illegal. How can they do that?
They did it. She was in a court case and crying, like hysteric, and with lawyers and everything. It was a political hearing because the people couldn't believe it. And she said that in such and such time that she got implanted against her will without her even knowing. And they said, some federal officers. So that's what they're doing, understand? And she said that she's bringing it up to the light because she doesn't want anybody to suffer this because she's going through tortures and some people are playing games with her. And doing like radio frequencies.
Like experiments.
Driving her mad. She said she feels like committing suicide or something. This, I believe, is my conviction that this is the mark of the beast. Mm-hmm. And imagine where the Antichrist is going to have everybody with a microchip. Anybody steps out online, zip, and the guy goes crazy or commits suicide or what.
So this is like it says in Revelation 17, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth.
Amen.
That's what it is.
Amen. So that's what's happening in America these days. America became one of the greatest Christian country ever, who sent the most missionaries out ever. It became now, like it says in verse 4, read Revelation 18, 4, and then with that we close.
Revelation 18, verse 4.
Sorry, verse 2. Can you?
Verse 2.
Verse 2 and 4.
2 and 4. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Verse 4. And I heard another voice from heaven, saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues.
Amen.
Lord, help us.
I finished. I think I'm going to stop here. You got the point by now?
Yes. Thank you so much for all the scriptures that you share with us. Surely it's the scriptures that give us the conviction to believe the right interpretation, the right doctrine.
So if you are in the United States, Babylon, my friend, I counsel you. If you ask the Lord if you need to stay there or get out, if the Lord shows you that you need to stay, then find some brethren like you, work in cooperation, like it says in Acts chapter 2, verse 44 and 45.
Well, the Lord shows in Revelation 18:4 to come out of her, my people. So how can the Lord show to stay there?
Well, see, I've been accused of telling everybody to get out. I never said everybody get out. But I do say, pray before you stay. If I was an American in America, I tell you, I would really have to have a revelation before I stay. For me, America is like Sodom and Gomorrah, which will end up the same way, incinerated and burned up. Before staying there, we'll have to get a double revelation. Anyway, it's not going to be burned up today or tomorrow or anytime soon, but eventually, when the Antichrist stands up and everything, it will happen. God bless you. That's it.
God bless you. Thank you.
Praise God.
Amen.